when you win games, you feel like that's what you're supposed to do. And then the ones you lose, you always look back at those, and those are the ones that kind of linger a little bit. So, you know, based on the way we started, a great finish, upward trend for next year. But still bittersweet, you know.
How do you reconcile this season, how it started and how it ended?
Well, we could have folded. You know, we could have just said, hey, you know what, we're out of it. Everyone's writing us off, but we didn't. You know, guys showed a lot of character and pride individually and collectively as a team. And, you know, when you do that, I think that's important. Those are the type of guys you want in your locker room.
How do you separate, John, the 0-6 start from finishing the season 7-3 in terms of judging how this season went?
Well, you know, 7-9 finishes is not bad considering you know you start 0-6. And you know, I'm not big in the stats, but I don't know how many teams have done that starting 0-6. And then the chance to win 5 in a row would have been the first time ever in NFL history. So, you know, we did some good things, but you know, it's all about the playoffs. So, still, like I said, bittersweet.
How much better was this defense in your mind when you kind of first came to where you guys were at the end of the year?
Well, I think immediately when you walk into a defensive meeting room, you say, wow, you know, there's great players here, there's a lot of talent here, and there's no reason why we can't be elite. And you know, really what transpired was guys just kind of coming together, you know, saying, I'm going to do my job, play for the man next to me, play hard, you know, and finish each play and, you know, see what happens. I mean, that's really what it boiled down to. So, you know, we got on a roll, and I think we played up to, you know, the level that we're capable of. And I still feel like, you know, still a lot of room to grow. Well, this is new for me. This is, uncharted territory, you know, being a free agent. This is the first time ever. So, you know, all you can do is go out and do your job and, you know, hopefully somebody, you know, wants to employ you. So, you know, for me, I'm excited because I'm healthy. You know I'll be playing football next year, and I'm excited to have a off season. That's the most important thing to me. Just, you know, getting back to training and getting strong and fast and explosive and, you know, being in great shape where you can, you know, fly around and play at a high level and more consistently.
The business side put aside for a second. Would you like to play here with the Giants? Was your experience this year good where you would like to come back if it works out on the business side of things?
Yeah, no question. You know, I feel at home. You know, the guys have welcomed me. The organization, I like the way they run them. You know, it's business and it's big time, meaning, you know, the expectations are through the roof. You know, and Timmy's my guy. Yeah, but But you know, at the end of the day, man, you know the way it went from, hey, you're here one day, the next day, you know, you're a Giant. The guys just made it easy on me, and I would love to play here next year.
A lot of people are questioning whether or not Tom Coughlin is on the hot seat. Why do you think that Coughlin has so much support in this locker room?
Well, one, he's got 2 rings, so that speaks for himself. But, the person he is, the way he carries himself, he's one of the best coaches I've ever been around, just from top to bottom, the way he prepares, the way he motivates. I think he's 67, if I'm not mistaken, and he has just as much fight and wants to win as bad as anybody, just fiery. And he's a great person, and I think that's important, man. He's a guy you want to play for. And I think if you can, you know, build around people like that, you know, you're going to end up winning Super Bowls, and that's what's happening right now.
So you feel like this team just needs a few tweaks, or do we need to see a lot of new faces in here?
Well, you know, first off, you got to stay healthy. You know, you look at the teams that are making these, you know, going to make deep playoff runs. The luck part of it is staying healthy. It's tough. Any given play, man, somebody can get hurt. So we got hit with the bug early, and that's part of the reason why I'm here. You know, if certain guys don't go down, I don't have a roster spot. So it works both ways, but you got to stay healthy first.
Yeah, how much of a concern was it to see 10 go down?
Oh, you know, huge. I said, hey, are you okay, first off? You know, and he said, yeah, you know, just I think he said he had sprained his ankle or something like that.
Ankle sprain, yep.
Yeah, you saw him hobbling around. But, you know, he's a warrior. And, you know, he's played I don't know how many consecutive games. And, you know, you have confidence in, you know, Payne to go out and get it done. No, man, you know, that stuff, you never want to put the carriage before the horse. I mean, you know, right now it's just about football, winning games, and trying to do the best you can for your team. You know, now that the offseason's here, you know, we'll see what happens now.
Do you think you proved anybody wrong with how you played when you joined the Giants?
Well, you know, outside looking in, I think people would say, oh, you know, he's a great player. For me personally, I still know that I can play much better. you know, give him the chance to have an off season. But, you know, for me, in the end, I knew that I was going to win, regardless of what happened, whether I was still in Carolina or, you know, off to another team. You know, you get healthy, and I know who I am, and that's just the bottom line.
You're coming off serious injuries, though. How much do you think your value has increased, maybe, you know, in the eyes of people?
Well, I think people just see me as I'm back. You know, I've been very consistent in this league. You know, before I was hurt, you know, making Pro Bowls and, you know, playing at a high level and, you know, being in the class of the top guys at my position. And I would like to continue to try to get back to that and try to get back to being the best.
How much was that one of your top goals when you came here? Was that something that even was in your mind that you were out to prove, or is that something that just came along with
I just wanted to play football, one, and stay healthy and prove that, you know what, I can still play this game.
Do you think you can come back that this defense, you know, had played better in the last half of the season, obviously, mm-hmm. that this can be building to a really good defense?
No question. I think we have great leaders at every level, great core of guys up front, the second level, and in the secondary. And, you know what, given the chance to have OTAs where we can meet and walk through and training camp and preseason where we can get a lot of things ironed out and guys on the same page, we can be scary good.
I mean, you're into that, right?
Yeah, no question. The grind of it. Yeah. You know, you earn the right. You earn the right to win. Meaning, you know, you put the work in, you prepare, then you come out and it's not like, hey, you know, I hope we win this game or I hope so-and-so makes the play. You know, you expect a result, which is we earned it, we should win, period.
What's normal offseason for you?
Like,
what does that entail?
I'll head back home. You know, I'll be active in terms of, you know, not loading the joints, like, you know, riding a bike, swimming, stretches, massages, just kind of letting the body just kind of relax a little bit. And then usually Valentine's Day, I pick up and I start hitting it really hard.
Valentine's Day?
That's it, man. I mean, that day. I'm working out on Valentine's Day. I've done it in my whole career and it's worked well. And, you look at it and you say, well, the Super Bowl was the week prior. So you say, okay, well, no one's starting earlier than I am. You would like to be in the playoffs or at the Pro Bowl where, you know, I would still be training. But, hey, it's a good time to start. It's
work. People usually like chocolate.
Yeah, you know, you go out, you know, you take the you know, you take your girl out or something like that. You can do that, but in the morning, go get a workout in. Right?
When you see guys going down like that, obviously because of the weather conditions, how cautious do you guys have to be?
Well, you know what? The first thing you say is going into this game, it's slippery, it's wet, it's the last game of the season. You know you're not going to the postseason. You want to go out, you want to win the game first and foremost, but you also want to walk off the field victorious. And, you know, you look at Beattie, you know, you get carted off, and it's like, that's the worst possible outcome. But at the same time, if he wasn't given that extra effort, that ball would have been intercepted. So we appreciate him because it was a big moment in the game, and, you know, that extra effort, you know, saved us a turnover.